Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Right now, we are crossing over to Mpumalanga. On the line, we have Wandile Diteko. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's the second runner-up for Mrs. Mpumalanga 2020. And she has embarked on several community development projects. And this afternoon, we will be talking about the initiative that she's currently busy with, or should I say launched. The project is the SA Biggest COVID-19 Mask. And the project is all about keeping the memory of those who have passed on due to coronavirus, and also drive a message home that it is important to wear a mask, especially during this time. Wandile, welcome to Radio Pulpit, and how are you this afternoon?
Thank you so much, Austin Paul. I'm doing so great. I hope you're doing well as well.
Mm-hmm. And how's the weather in Mpumalanga so far, hey?
It's a bit windy at the moment. It was raining in the morning. Mm. And then right now we're just seeing a bit of sun. So yeah, it's just like different season in one day.
Sounds like Mpumalanga is Cape Town today. But anyway, let's continue. So, Wandile, please tell us more about your project. What is it all about? The SA Biggest COVID-19 Mask.
So the project is all about driving the message home that we need to wear our mask, and that COVID kills. You know, you don't have to wait until it hits home for you to really get the picture that, you know what, yes, this thing does kill, and I need to do what it takes for me to keep myself and my family and those I come across with alive. So the project is all about keeping the memory of those who have succumbed to COVID-19 alive. Hmm. So we want, basically, we're just sewing on masks onto a cloth, okay, and then at the end of the day, we're going to have a huge mask for all South African citizens who have passed on due to COVID.
Sure. And Wandile, tell me, how has the response been like from the public, especially in the area where you are based in Mpumalanga? So far, are people supportive of the initiative?
People are very much supportive of the initiative, from people on my own contact list. Mm. I'm talking Mr. Mpumalanga, ambassador. He's also very much interested. He has started sewing on his own mask. Okay. I'm talking about some finalists of Mrs. Mpumalanga 2020 as well. The queen of Emalahleni is also on board with this. And so we've just been, you know, driving the message home and creating a hype about this. I mean, your previous speaker was just talking about, you know, redeeming the time, making the most of the time. Mm. You know, with the situation that we are facing, there's no need for us to be in despair. Mm. There's no need for us to be hopeless. There's no need for us to be uncertain about what's to come. I mean, we have the future in our hands. Amen. And we can change and shift what we are seeing around us. And this is just one of those initiatives where we are saying, let's unify ourselves as a country. Mm. And let's work on this project just to say, you know what, we honor those lives of the people who have unfortunately succumbed to this pandemic. Yeah. And we want them to always be remembered and be in our hearts.
Sure. So when is the big mask reveal day and date?
The big mask reveal is going to take place on the 26th of March. It's going to be right here in Emalahleni in Puma Stadium. So we would like to observe all kinds of protocols in terms of COVID. So we're going to have as minimum number of people as possible. So we were thinking of having about 30 people. Of course, if it gets the momentum that we are wishing that it gets, we will have, you know, even the president on board. That's our really our biggest wish. Aww. We want him on board with this. And at the end of the day, we also want for the big mosque to be stationed at one of our museums here in South Africa, okay, so that even in the future, we keep the history of this pandemic. You know, when people look back, they should be able to say, yes, there were a number of people who passed on, but we learned, you know, hygiene, for example. Mm. Because with COVID, the most important thing that's coming across is that you need to take care of yourself in terms of your hygiene.
Yeah.
We are told of washing your hands and how important that is. Mm. We are told that now, you know, contact with the next person should not be as important as it used to be. Mm. You know, the elbow when you're greeting someone, all of those things. When it's part of our our history, it's going to also make a mark to our children in the future that, you know what, the country came together and they worked on this initiative to keep the families of our people alive and to also drive the message home again that, you know what, let's wear our mask. It's very, very imperative.
Sure. So tell me, Wandile, what's expected to happen on that day? Like, what's the, program for the day? What's going to happen on that particular day of the mask reveal day?
So we are, like I mentioned, we are hoping to have, you know, the most important delegates of the country to be present.
All right.
They will then do the big mosque reveal.
Okay.
We will also be having, you know, our flag, the South African flag, because at the end of the day, this is a national project.
Yeah.
It's not just about Emalahleni or Mpumalanga.
Okay.
It's as big as the landscape of South Africa.
Mm.
So we will be having those delegates. We'll be having, of course, our mayor from Emalahleni. She's also very important in terms of this initiative and it going afoot. So, yeah, basically that's that. We'll be having those delegates. We'll be having your big corporates from South Africa who will be participating in the project, being there to participate in the revealing of the mask.
And for, because I heard you mention that it's not only an Mpumalanga thing. So for people who are outside Mpumalanga in other provinces and they're interested in participating in this project, how can they start or how do they get involved?
So basically what you do is you take a cloth. It can be an old one. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just get as many masks
as you
possible.
Can. Yeah.
Then you start sewing them onto your cloth.
Okay.
So we want this not to be a tedious exercise.
Mm.
What we want is just a few stitches on the corners of the mask.
Okay.
Then you just plant it on there. So in order for me to also create a hive, I've posted on my social.
Okay.
If people want to get hold of me, I'll provide you with my details so that they
definitely
know how to do this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So let's get to it. How do people get hold of you then? How do we follow you and get to understand what this is about and stuff? Are you visible on social media? How do we get you?
Yes, I'm available on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm available as Wandile Litheko when you write it or spell it.
Okay.
And then on Instagram, I'm available as W Litheko.
Okay.
Then my cell phone number is 082-815-9768. There's another alternative one. You can contact Philip on 071-353-4084.
Okay, Wandile, you are too fast for me. Let's start with your number. Your number is 082-815-9768, right?
That's correct.
And the other alternative number?
It's 071-353-4084.
Okay. Yes. So, family, if you are interested in this project, the SA Biggest COVID-19 Mask project, if you want to participate or if you are around Mpumalanga or the Emalahleni area, you want to keep in touch with Wandile Litheko, you're welcome to do so. She says she's visible on Facebook, Wandile Litheko. Litheko is spelled L-I, not with the D, but it's Wandile Litheko. Instead of the D for Litheko, you put an L. Ne? I hope I make sense. Wandile.
That's correct.
Yes, Wandile Litheko, but the Litheko, instead of the D, it's an L. Also on Instagram as W Litheko, and you can also contact her on 082-815-9768. I'll repeat the numbers. Wandile's number, 082-815-9768, or contact Philip on 071-353-4084. Wandile Litheko, thank you so much for making time to talk to us this afternoon, and we wish you all the best with the project.
Thank you so much, my sister.
Yeah, we look forward to, I'll be following on social media to see what will be happening on the day, so make sure that you post pictures, eh?
I'll do so, definitely.
Oh, have yourself a beautiful day, my sister. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye-bye. That was Wandile Litheko on Facebook. Also, keep in touch with her, 082- 082-815-9768. 082-815-9768. The SA biggest COVID-19 mask. This project simply is all about keeping the memory of those who have passed on due to coronavirus, and also drive a message home that is important to wear a mask, especially during this time. So if you want to participate, if you're around Mpumalanga or the Emalahleni area, I would say keep in touch with her. She's on 082-815-9768. One delay, diteko.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za, or call me on 012-334-1265, and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.